still working with Director Ibaugh to kind of formally define what that's going to look like, but looking like it's going to be an opportunity to work on some of the promotion work of the department, as well as some of the public policy efforts that the department covers as well.
Do you have any specific goals and things that you would like to accomplish?
Still being new on the job, kind of it's kind of a revolving question. I am just really excited at the chance to get to work in service of Nebraska's ag industry and the farmers and ranchers here in Nebraska. So ideally, I just want to continue to build upon the positive image that is Nebraska agriculture and the tremendous tradition of this industry, and continue to create opportunities for people to be involved in the industry.
There is a lot of opportunities in our state to expand agriculture. How do you go about, from a consumer's perspective, promoting agriculture in our state?
I think right now is just a wonderful time, as people have started to ask those questions about where their food is coming from, and the processes that go into the agriculture process. It's a really great time to tell the wonderful story that we have. Our farmers and ranchers in Nebraska do great work every day on their farms, and it's work that we should be proud of, and it's a story that we get to tell to consumers to help them understand where their food comes from, the care, the love, and the respect of the land and the animals that went into producing a really great, high-quality product for the consumer.
And I like the fact that you've got a very strong backing in agriculture, not only from the business side of it, but from the consumer side. I mean, the producer side.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate in my career to kind of get the opportunity to build a tremendous network across Nebraska, and to get to see and understand different aspects of the industry and gain that appreciation. And just, I couldn't be more excited to get back into more of the public service side of the industry and leave my mark there.
Are we going to see any hurdles, or do you feel any hurdles coming up that you're going to really have to hit face on?
Well, for right now, I mean, it's a different twist from what I've been doing. So, you know, short term, understanding the department, getting to see the broad scope of the work that's done within the department, and then going forward, I think it's going to be a lot of telling that story of agriculture and helping everybody to understand the great industry that we have in Nebraska, the economic benefit that it provides the state, and how we can continue to build upon that economic benefit here in Nebraska.
And I'm sure some road time and windshield time coming up for you as well.
My calendar is getting full by the minute, so I'm sure that I will be out meeting everybody, reintroducing myself to some old friends in a new role, and so on. So looking forward to the chance to getting out there and introducing myself to anybody that I can.
Well, I know that I've already seen some tweets coming in about you, one person calling you a definite strong role model, not only them, but for a role model for agriculture and the youth.
Mm-hmm. That's something both my wife, Kyla, and I take very personally, is wanting to give back in any way that we can. And I am amazed every day when I have a chance to work with kind of that next generation of leadership within this industry. There are some tremendously talented youth that are going to bring great ideas, wonderful enthusiasm, and passion to this industry. And so it's really an honor that somebody is willing to say that, because that is something is definitely a passion of mine.
Do you see that maybe as a niche for you to bring more people into the fold of agriculture, or maybe entice some that are out there in ag right now?
Absolutely. I mean, considering you know, the agriculture is going to need a lot of new producers. It's going to need new people involved in ag business and the different aspects of the industry. Right now is a really great time to build that enthusiasm amongst the next generation to understand what opportunities there are for agriculture. And the department has a long history of that with the Nebraska Ag Youth Institute and other opportunities that they have. And I'm really excited to continue to work with those programs and expand upon some of those to continue to show the opportunities that exist for people to be involved in this industry.